This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You want some crazy? I'll give you some crazy. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, and I'm not talking about me. Oh, don't get it twisted, sister. I'm talking about people that call themselves transabled. We're going to talk about transabled for just a second. See, there's trans everything. Trans fat, trans skinny, transmission, trans all kinds of stuff. Trans submission, trans LGBT, transgender, transsexual, transvestite, trans. There's something you can trans anything. Trans is just means to cross, right? That's the root of the word, to cross. Transable. So this was written in 2015, what I'm about to read to you, and it was a girl who is a conservative. She calls herself a libertarian. She's also had eating disorder, body dysmorphia, so she's anorexic or whatever. She's got all kinds of issues, and she's writing on this new fangled thing that people were talking about back in 2015. It's so last year, right? But here's what she wrote. Last week in Vanity Fair, Bruce Jenner unveiled himself as Caitlyn. Not many hours after, the next new thing came along, and it was called transableism. And she writes, I'm glad autocorrect doesn't recognize that word at this point, but give it a few months. Transableism is defined as someone who desires to become physically disabled. Now, I'd seen a show where a lady kept going to doctors saying, will you remove my legs? And the doctors are like, are you out of your mind? We're not going to remove your legs. Your legs are perfectly fine. She goes, I know. I don't want them to be. I feel like I need to be disabled. These people desire to become physically disabled. And then she writes this. They ostensibly believe they are meant to be that way, much the way someone like Jenner believes he was meant to be a woman. So then I found another article, and here's what it said about transable people. It said, transable are people who feel trapped in their bodies. Transability is the desire or the need for a person identified as an able-bodied by other people to transform his or body to obtain a physical impairment. In 2016, transables are not seen as a type of person and do not have any rights, which is outrageous. Transables need the same rights as other human beings, and this campaign is to raise for rallies and protest. Help the transabled community get the rights they deserve. Thank you, and wheelchair on. That was an actual article written by a person who considers himself transable. And he was, able-bodied, sitting in a wheelchair, and he's saying, I want to be in this wheelchair with the inability to walk, and that's my goal in life. Hey, very simple. Go jump off a bridge. Why are you going to doctors? I'm just curious. If you want to be debilitating or something, there's lots of ways to do it. You know, slam your arm in a steel door that's closing. You know, hit the button on the bank vault like you're going to rob it and leave your arm in that big old, the big old steel door. There are lots of ways to tear your body apart. You can lay on a railroad track. You know, do that. I mean, there's lots of ways. You don't need a doctor's permission to become transable. And this idea that you get special rights, okay. Well, look, here's the reason why I brought this up, because this is old news. This was back in 2015, 2016. So I saw this story on Transable, and I remembered seeing a woman go to a doctor and ask for this stuff, and I thought, that's kind of weird, but whatever, to each his own. But now Transable has a different meaning. It's morphed. In the period from 2015 to 2018, Transable has now grown more legs, so to speak. Sometimes I crack myself up. Anyway, the movement has grown legs. And now transabled is a person perfectly capable of working, but who declares him or herself unable to work. They're 100% healthy, but they want to live as a disabled person, not necessarily even getting rid of their bad, you know, their good limbs to replace them with bad. And this is where I come back to the idea that if you really wanted to be disabled, go become disabled. There's nothing stopping you. And yet, what they say is, well, this story, this lady was like, no doctor will do it. I want him to remove my legs. And no doctor will do it. They're like, well, you don't have cancer. There's no reason. No doctor will do it. I tell you what, go up on the third or the fourth floor of a building and jump off. And you will become transable. If you survive, find out the point where you probably would survive. Get a physicist to help you. You know, you weigh 240, give or take, whatever. You're a deuce and a quarter. Go up to 30 feet. Jump onto some concrete. You'll snap your spinal cord. You'll go and get in a chair. And you can become transable. It's pretty simple. Why do you want somebody to do it for you, you freak? So this, I'm just telling you, the state of, and I don't know that this has a politic, you know, transableism, because, you know, let me put it this way. I believe this is what leftists do. They look for ways to, number one, get their day in the sun. Number two, look for the easy route. Because, you know, look, if you get in a wheelchair, if I pull up in a wheelchair, there are people willing to help. I'll tell you this. I see people in a wheelchair. I don't help them because I know most of them are very independent and they're like, I got this. Okay, cool. I'll open the door for them. But, it, you know, we've set up all the handicap stuff. But I'm going to tell you something. I suspect transableism is something that leans pretty hard to the left. I don't think there are many able-bodied conservatives who believe themselves to be transable. You know, unless, you know, and again, if it is truly a brain malady, then you can't say, well, come on, Kevin, this is not a conservative or liberal issue. This is a plague, an epidemic on mankind. I don't believe that. I believe these are people that are looking for sympathy, like, you know, was it Munchausen? They're looking for somebody to go, oh, you poor thing, you know, or to cater to them in some way. They want to be on disability. They like the feeling that comes from that, the power that comes from that. You know, don't they have this Disabilities Act that says you got to do all these special things? Look, I get it. You want these disabled people to be able to get up ramps and have access to things. But as usual, we go so far. Now you got to hire, you got to do this or that. I don't think it's our responsibility. If you're transabled and you make yourself disabled, I don't think we should have to take care of you. My personal opinion, I'm happy to take care of the accidents, accident by birth or otherwise, but people that want it, you're on your own. Lots to talk about, folks. Glad you're here. We'll talk about the drunk gentleman.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Hey guys. So, as you probably seen, I was being a bit of a crybaby earlier today because I was tired of all of the crap that people were talking. First of all, I was just irritated that I was even in the news because it was kind of ridiculous, and it's kind of like super attention-seeking behavior, and they won't let it go.
Ooh, glad you guys are here. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That is Leticia Estacio. Yeah, they call her Drunk Judge. Leticia Estacio. Yeah. And here's a little article about her. I'm going to play the rest of the clip here in a second, so cue that up for me. But yeah, so they say, clearly exemplifying the spirit of this truth is Rochester's City Court Judge Leticia Estacio. As you listened to that girl, that woman, that, well, whatever she defines herself to be, I want you to consider that that was a judge. Does that sound like the type of speech that comes from a judge? I mean, they always talk about how Trump doesn't sound presidential. Does that sound judge-like? Because it didn't to me. Oh, my gosh. According to local station 13, Wham News, Estacio, they said, got a raise. They dubbed her the drunk judge by local media and Rochesterians. Ms. Estacio, effective April 1st, received a state taxpayer-funded pay raise of $11,000, bringing her salary to a whopping $187,200 after she worked only one of 214 days. I give you liberalism. Glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. If you want to comment on Drunk Judge, 844-551-8255. This is amazing, but I don't see this as an issue. I see this as just par for the course. This is what judges do that are leftists in these big cities. But let's hear the rest of her little testimony. It was about a 12-minute video. Maybe it was longer, but we only got a little bit. But I just want you to hear her as she describes why is everybody so mad at me.
Because there was literally a headline that said that I got a raise. And it was like, every city court judge in New York State got a raise. So not clear on why I made a headline, but okay, whatever. And, of course, you know, true to form, people were like, oh, my gosh, she got a raise. We should ride on her and kill her and stone her in the street and da-da-da-da. And, like, that gets tired. I'm tired of hearing about how you want to hide knowledge, how you want to stone me in the street. And if you want to, okay, but, like, can you get in your lane and get back in your pocket and be quiet about it? Like, you want to stone me in the street. We all want things that I don't want to hear about it. And, like, what makes you feel so entitled to say these things that you would never, ever say to any other elected official or about any other elected official publicly without fear of retribution, arrest, you know, horrible things happening to you? People say things about me like I'm not an elected official, like I'm not actually a seated judge.
Well, there you have it. She's a seated judge. She's an elected official. What she could do to you? I'm glad you guys are back. You're hanging in there with the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad. Anyway, look, it's outrageous. Let me tell you the other thing. So she's worked, she got a raise April 1st of $11,000. So now she's making $187,000. Before that, she was making $176,000. She's worked one of 214 days. Now, here's what the local station 13 Wham News reported. Estacio did report for work on Tuesday, February 27th for one day and has not been back since. Before her one day on the job in 2018, Estacio had not reported to work since August 31st of the previous year. Now, that's nice work if you can get it. I don't know who determines the rule. How do you have a rule that says you work one day in August 31st of the previous year? You don't show back up to work to do anything until February 27th, and you work for one day, and you can still be on the payroll and make $176,200. Then April 1st of the following year, get a raise. Can somebody explain to me? See, this is why cities are bankrupt. Because let me tell you something. In the country, somebody would take you out to pasture and kick the crap out of you and tell you don't come back. Hogs got to be fed. You know, fields have to be planted and so on and so forth. And you can't be a piker like this. But this is what liberals want. This is how they operate. By letter, Chief Administrative Judge Craig Dorn ordered the judge back to the bench on February 26. Dorn confirmed Monday that Estacio is still continuing to blow off work. How? What law could possibly be on the books that allows her to get away with this? Let me tell you what laws. Laws that support the unions. How did she even get elected? It reminds me of that city out in California where they were paying their city officials hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, I'm talking about a small town taxing the crap out of the taxpayers, the citizens, and just, I mean, these people were making a fortune. I'm talking $500,000 a year. This, for all intents and purposes, this judge makes, I don't know what it ends up being, but do the math on the number of hours she's worked. 2 days, she's going to make, let's just use her old salary, $176,000. So she's making well over $80,000, $85,000 per month. I'm sorry, per day, working 2 days. And is there no recourse? No way to fire her? Hey, welcome to academia. Teachers are they're picketing all over America and in many places around the country because they say, we want more money. I tell you, get it from these judges. Again, in a field where after you've been there 2, 3, 4 years, I mean, as early as 2 years, you can get tenure in a school and not even worry about showing up. Go to these big cities, look at their schools, and you will find teachers sitting and reading the paperwork and crosswords, doing Sudoku, playing Candy Crush, solitaire, watching TV, etc., running other businesses on the side, tutoring, grading, you know, like writing papers and things for students. They have cottage industry set up and they don't have any responsibility to go back to a classroom because they're in purgatory. They've done something wrong and the school says, you're on paid administrative leave. Just show up, go sit in that room. And these teachers are going, they've learned the scam. So they do something to get sent to punishment. And then they run their businesses and they do all kinds of stuff. That's the world we now live in. So here's what I'd like to know. I'd like to know, what does it take to fire this chick? I really do. I don't know. Maybe you guys could, somebody could find out. Again, her name is Leticia Estacio. She's in Rochester, New York. Now, as you research this, understand this is going on in every city. How much work is being done by these types of people? Look at academia. Look at how much time that Elizabeth Warren spent. She taught one class and made almost $400,000. Look at what Michelle Obama did to make $350,000 a year in a hospital that she did nothing. She was on the board. That's liberalism, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood flow. pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I'm broke, people, man, too. You guys get the credit cards? There's a lot of pressure with the credit cards. Anybody under the credit card pressure? You ever been really close to your limit on your credit card? You go to, like, Vons, you swipe your card for those 80 bucks worth of groceries, then you gotta wait them 15 anxious seconds while that machine determines your fate in front of a line full of nosy motherfuckers, man. They should let you put up a curtain like a voting booth, you know what I mean? I'm paying! Because then the pressure's on. You don't know whether to pray on the machine real hard or think of some kind of exit strategy just in case, you know? And when you get approved, you gotta be cool, man. You gotta act like you've been there before, but your neighborhood, you know what I mean? You get approved, you can't be like, woo-hoo-hoo! Suckers!
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Suckers! Yeah. So there is a new credit system out there floating about. This idea, this concept is certainly one that America will want to embrace. Oh, yeah. 844-551-8255 if you want to call the show. This one may make you want to chime in on some things. But anyway, here's the deal. And I saw this story, and I asked myself, when is America going to get this? Because this is a credit system that the left is not going to appreciate. It's called social credit. Have you heard of this? Social credit. It's an interesting concept. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know whether I'm for it or against it. I'm curious what you think. But here's what Reuters explains about social credit. China said it will begin applying its so-called social credit system to flights and trains and stop people who have committed misdeeds from taking such transport for up to a year. You will be in travel prison. You can't take planes. You can't take planes and trains. They should just include automobiles too, because then it would, you know, planes, trains, and automobiles. But you can't take a plane or a train if your social credit is not good. People who would be put on restricted lists include those found to have committed acts like, quote, spreading false information about terrorism and causing trouble on flights, as well as those who've used expired tickets or smoked on trains. That's interesting. Expired tickets. I mean, I don't know how you could use an expired ticket because you'd think somebody would check it out. I've ridden Amtrak. I know I put my life in danger. I know. I'm a thrill seeker. I live on the edge. But I had to go from New York to D.C., and that was the best way to get there. So I cast my fate to the wind. But I made it safely, thankfully. Anyway, they check your ticket. They come around. Guy comes, starts at the back. You know, and he just keeps working his way up through that cart, through that car, you know, the train car. And he gets to you, and he's like, okay, let me see your ticket. And, okay, good, you're good to go. And he does that the entire train, the entire trip. And I don't know what the penalty is if you've sneaked on or something, but, you know, it's a penalty. And the guy knows what he's doing. It isn't like he ain't checking the bathrooms and under the seats. He knows if some shenanigans are being played by leftists, because conservatives, we don't care. We just pay and we move on. But so I don't know why this is a big deal. Smoking on trains, I get, because the Chinese, boy, they love to smoke. They can hardly go without smoking. So, you know, maybe they have cameras and they say, we catch you, you're going to lose your social credit. Here's the other thing that you can lose your social credit on. Those found to have committed financial wrongdoings, such as employers who failed to pay social insurance or people who have failed to pay fines, would also face these restrictions. I don't know what social insurance is that an employer has to pay, but they've got some sort of policy that I guess you are saying, I'm going to be a good steward of this capitalism, I guess. I don't know. I lived in China, but I never heard of that. It says, or people who have failed to pay fines would also face these restrictions. These statements were dated March the 2nd. They added that these rules are going to come into effect on May the 1st. Now, I don't know who won't be able to travel, but I'm curious about this. And when I saw this story, I thought, holy mother of Madoff, how would America handle a social credit system? We conservatives would feast. But think about it. Practically nobody at CNN, MSNBC, or any of the leftist rags would be able to travel by plane or plane or train for a year, because they would immediately violate, you know, they'd be found to have lied, spreading false information. Now, it's about terrorism, but everything that they do is false information about terrorism. When they tell you, oh, it's safe to enter black neighborhoods with black teens. It's safe to go into the no-go zones. Yeah, they tell you everything's safe. So they would be restricted. Certainly CNN. And what about the entirety of the Obama administration? These are people that ushered in terrorists. False information about terrorism. Now, trouble on flights, that can affect a lot of people. There are a lot of drunk people that go to Vegas that might not be able to get on. What about this one? Committed financial wrongdoings. Let me tell you something. I know they call embezzlement white-collar crimes, but the majority of the people that embezzle, the people that are doing this stuff, are leftists. Look, I know you like Kevin. You're just biased, bro. You're biased. It's not just bias. Look it up. Conservatives do their best to run their businesses on the up and up. Don't misunderstand me. I know some conservatives that will cheat, you know, on this thing or here or that. I'm saying the majority of these people are good business people that want to play by the rules, because they figure, you know, look, it's a lot more difficult to cover up something, try to have two sets of books. Do it by the book. All right? Leftists are the ones that cheat. But I was just thinking, the Obama administration, they'd be reduced to walking everywhere, being banned from planes and trains. They don't take cars unless somebody's driving it for them. Remember Hillary? I haven't driven in over a decade. I got people driving for me. Yeah. What China appears to be doing, folks, I'm just going to put this out there. This is my theory of social credit, is they appear to be regulating bad behavior. You know, what's the penalty, I would wonder, for like putting your electric in your child's name at your home or causing a scene at a movie theater? Shouldn't that be added to the list of social credit? You know, like you go to a theater and people are loud talking in cell phones and stuff like that. I think it's a disruption. Anything that involves disruption in the public place, what would Antifa have to suffer? How would they move around? Black Lives Matter. How would Soros fund them in this case? They say this. This is what they wrote about. They said, the move is in line with President Xi Jinping's plan to construct a social credit system based on the principles of, quote, once untrustworthy, always restricted. But it's just for a year. So he's not, you know, you're not banned for life. But once trustworthy, always restricted. And that was one of the notices that was signed by 8 ministries, including the country's aviation regulator and the Supreme People's Court. So they're essentially saying, if you go out and do bad behavior, you're a bad citizen. So doesn't it make you wonder what happens with a criminal? You know, like somebody that takes a knife and wants to get something from you, steals. Oh, that's right. China just kills you. They kill you. What? Imagine, I want you to imagine a social credit system. They call it social justice for the for the American people that has to deal with how people treat one another. Social justice or social credit system for that. In this country. Here's the way I liken it. I say it's the same way as we look at gun control. If you take the guns away from leftists, I don't care whether you call it criminal or whatever, if you were to take all the guns away from people who are not conservative, who would not consider themselves conservative, here's what you'd have in America. You'd have the safest country in the world. That simple. They've already done these studies that says remove the statistics of crime from like 5 major cities. St. Louis, Chicago, Detroit, whatever. And America immediately, we just get torpedoed up the charts in terms of safety. This is the type of thing that leftists would hate. They always talk about things that other countries do, but I guarantee you they wouldn't do this. If America implemented this kind of a system, Democrats would look for a way around it. I'm guessing those who possess no political clout would be offered social credit insurance. And know that leftists, bad behind kids, would be out of credit before the age of 17. And you'd see these jerks in court pleading affluenza for their bad behavior.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Federal District Court judge. The government.
How would they enforce it?
At that point, they would make a motion to hold Donald Trump in contempt. And the question would be, what would the federal district court judge do in terms of a remedy? I mean, normally, a person who refuses to testify before a grand jury winds up being incarcerated for the time period of the grand jury, which is can be up to 18 months. So one way to enforce it is to have Donald Trump taken by the federal marshals and put in federal prison until he testifies.
What if he refuses to open the White House door? What if the secret, you know, what if he fires any Secret Service agent who would allow the federal marshals in? What if Donald Trump simply decides, I don't have to follow the law. I refuse to be held held under the law. No marshal can get into this White House, and any Secret Service agent that defies me is fired.
Well, at some point, he's going to have to come out of the White House. At some point, he's going to have to leave, and the U.S. Marshals will be directed to take him into custody, bring him before the federal district court judge. He'll be basically told that either he goes in and he testifies, or he takes the Fifth Amendment. If he takes the Fifth Amendment, there's not a problem.
These people are crazy. Leftists are crazy, especially the media. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson's show. That was Joy Reid, and I don't know who the guy was, but seriously, I mean, did you hear that?
He could be arrested. He could be this or that.
I mean, it was such, to hear these guys, it's like such wishful thinking.
Well, he should be forced to testify to Mueller.
About what? I would love to see, if I were the president and he said, I want you to come in and talk about Russia, I'd go talk about Russia. What? You've been at this for a better part of a year. You have not a thread of direct information that involves me with Russia. You've got tons of information that involves Hillary Clinton and her clan, Barack Obama, and all these other crooked folks. You've expanded the scope of this thing to the degree that's laughable. And you want me to sit down with you? Sit down with you over what? What? I mean, so you could generate some more, you know, hype over what could potentially be there? You must be out of your mind. I have no reason. And I would say this publicly. I'd have no reason to sit down with you. You are on a witch hunt. And quite frankly, it's embarrassing to me that you haven't gone after Hillary Clinton on Uranium One. You haven't gone after a single FBI. We have people that Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, who still have security clearances. Secret. We have people in the FBI who are complicit in this entire scheme that you're running. You haven't said a word. You haven't talked about your collusion. Your, quite frankly, you should have recused yourself with everything you've got to do with this so-called investigation. You've only got one person who's pled guilty, and he's a Dutch lawyer who's got dealings with where he lied about some dealings he had with Russia that have no connection to me whatsoever. I wasn't even thinking about being president at the time. You should be ashamed of yourself. That's the meeting I would have, and I would have it publicly. I'd say, we're going to film this. You want me to sit down with you? I tell you what you should be doing, Robert Mueller. You should be sitting down with Barack Obama, and you should be asking him the tough questions about this FISA order and the fact that the FBI appears to have been in collusion with him against me, to keep me from becoming president of the United States. You should be sitting down with the State Department asking why they've let millions of illegals vote in our elections. You should be sitting down with the states of California and some of these other liberal states, Illinois, who are letting people vote in our election system without being citizens of the United States. You should be sitting down with Hillary Clinton, who's got direct involvement with Uranium One, as well as the Podestas, as well as Susan Rice. You should be sitting down with Bill Clinton and his colluding with Loretta Lynch on the tarmac meeting at the Sky Harbor Airport. All in an attempt to keep the heat off of her so that she could win a shoehorned in election that she was supposed to win, and I beat her anyway. You want to sit down and talk? That's what we can sit down and talk about. That's what I would be talking about. That's what I would be saying. But you know what? The media wants you to believe, and they'll continue this lie. And let me tell you what you're doing. You're doing the correct thing. You're laughing in the face of them. You're laughing in the face of Stormy Daniels, a story that they have tried so hard to cover. And you know what it's doing? It's doing nothing but embarrassing them and backfiring them. But what if I were President Trump? I would take this to the airways. I'd say, yeah, so people are wondering, you know, should I sit down with Robert Mueller or sit down with whomever? Look, I'm happy to sit down with him. We'll sit down with him right here in front of you. And I'll let you judge. And we'll go over the so-called evidence. And I'm going to tell you what they're going to do. They're going to give you a redacted. They don't want to give us the data. We've asked for data from the FBI. You know what they promised? Oh, we'll give you redacted data. I'm talking about the congressman, not to the general public. The people who are in danger of leaking this stuff out are the very Democrats who claim they want justice. They'll leak it out. They'll spin it. Let me tell you something. I have zero fear of sitting down with Mueller. Mueller should fear sitting down with me. I call Mueller out to come publicly sit here and answer questions as to why he hasn't looked into the real criminals who want to thwart our elections. The Democrats, the very people that have called for this investigation, that has spun back on them. Why has he not called for them to come sit down with him? Why has he not held Comey and the entire FBI, the 150 agents who worked on the Hillary Clinton case, and the handful of them, including McCabe and Peter Strzok, who did not take a single note, did not record a single thing of Hillary Clinton's so-called testimony, the people who gave immunity to people before they even testified against Hillary Clinton, and all the orchestration that you've seen, I want to get him front and center and have him answer to you. Russian collusion. I didn't even know Russian. They had no dealings in Russia whatsoever. These people are frauds. I don't know why he hasn't done it. Because that's what I do. Now, maybe he's playing the patience game. Maybe he's, I don't know. But I wouldn't. You gotta destroy this swamp. And I get it. There are lots of people that remain, unfortunately, in Trump's White House, in his inner circle, who are swamp rats. You got to keep some of them around because they know procedure. But the problem is, are they leading you down the primrose path? Played a clip the other day of Anna Navarro. They call her a Republican strategist. This is the most anti-Republican woman I've ever met. And I want you to understand, she's been used as a strategist. She's anti-Republican. How do you have people that have no interest in your party, and somebody hired her to be a strategist? The Bush administration, I think, is where she worked. Do you find them to be Republicans? But thankfully, Donald Trump's on the case, and he's got the media backtracking, and eventually, they're going to have to turn on Mueller. They're going to have to turn on themselves. First quarter, I'm reading this. This is Breitbart of 2018 behind us. Ratings show. CNN having a humiliating year. Not a single program cracked the top 20 in cable news, and only two CNN programs managed to speak out to a million average total viewers. I mean, this was a venerable network that was the leader in cable news at one point. For the first quarter of 2018, the highest rated show on the far left cable channel is Anderson Cooper 360, which came in at a pretty sad number 24, averaging only 1.132 million total viewers. After that, Aaron Burnett rolls in number 25, got just over 1 million average viewers. Anti-Trump activist Jake Tapper only managed to attract a sorry 945,000 average viewers while skidding into a humiliating 33rd place. Folks, there are people that get better views on their stuff than any of these people on YouTube. They get better numbers on YouTube. I'm not even exaggerating this. NRA TV, CRTV, conservative channels, people that are doing broadcasts of their radio shows are beating the numbers of major networks, reaching larger audiences on a daily basis. To be honest with you, I should be doing it. Not because I'm so, big and bad or pretty or anything, but because the information is legit. If Fox News' Neil Cavuto came in at number 18, at 1.5 million viewers. MSNBC's Deadline White House came in number 23 with 1.3 million viewers. Coming in at number 42, the lowest rated in all of the cable shows, is Chris Cuomo's New Day, which has only managed to attract 609,000 viewers. Nevertheless, as if to prove CNN Chief Zucker likes to double down on failure, Cuomo got promoted to a primetime slot. You know who's king of the cable news? Sean Hannity. First quarter viewers, 2.9 million. Beat all the competition. Matt Allis second with 2.7 million. Top 20 shows, Fox owns 14 slots. MSNBC fills the rest.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.